Blog Talk Radio.
On the day, walk away, cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. To see a black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after 6 dark years. Young bold soldiers. The fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser. The fires are burning on fire, never tire. Slay warriors in the forest and on hire. We sing, hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slaying. Looks like geezers raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy waves, the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. A few men may be scorned today. But look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say. I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injury as my metaphor and simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline. Cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life of crime. But you will reach the day, and it's all mine. You can take it or leave it.
Bet you I ain't missed that mute button this time. What up, y'all? Smoko Unchained. Smoko Unchained. And I'm going in again today. But I think I'm going to just be done with Jingo for just 1 second, man, because I didn't like the way that went yesterday. I did like the way it went yesterday because I feel as though I got my point across. Like I said, I'm not talking down to people. I'm not talking at people. I'm talking to you, and I'm just giving you my opinion, period. But I didn't like it. It was just too many. You know what I'm saying. I walked that middle path. So anybody, you know, not necessarily anybody can get it, but I can see both sides of the fence. And I just didn't like how it was just too many white people who said I had a good show yesterday, you know. And I'm thinking, well, you just think that because I was talking about Django and all that, because I got something on you too, Whitey. You're definitely not off the chain with this and off the hook, I say. So we'll go into you guys' programming, because we went into the blacks. We went into that program just a little bit. That was just a little something. That was just one thing. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that I can actually discuss on things. But now, just keeping in the same tone of things, let's talk about that everybody knows. Let's talk about American Pie. Let's talk about that movie, because that was directed, that's another programming directed towards white people. Our programming is a little different. Yes, I'll get tribal and say our programming is a little bit different, but see, now the Caucasian or whitey, their programming is way, way, way out there. And just, and like I said, no disrespect to anybody. We're just going to talk about it. You know what I mean? This is something to talk about, something just to take in. Everybody knows I love white people. I love everybody. So don't even fucking get on there and say, like, you know, Smokey's getting racist, because I'm not. I'm just going to break it down how it is. Okay. Now, American Pie, another shit movie. And it got me, too. And just like I said yesterday, I admitted that I was stupid, and then I moved on. Okay, we'll just start from this. I don't know what is so funny about a guy sticking his dick in a hot apple pie. What's so funny about that? There's nothing funny about that at all. Now, how many motherfucking college dudes, now you know white dudes, they get it in. They get it in when it comes to that crazy shit. How many white dudes or black guys that want to be quote unquote white, try that out? I guarantee you at least over 100,000 people just tried that act, that one act from that movie alone. Just that one act. Guarantee. Just that one act alone, they tried it. Now you're just about to see where I'm about to go with this. Okay? Just that one act. I guarantee you can go on fucking Facebook right now. I wish I could do that while I'm doing the show, because I would be on Facebook right now looking that up, like, boy does American Pie thing and dick gets burnt or something, because I guarantee you somebody tried it out. I bet it. Now, you got a bunch of guys that's basically just hanging out and shit. They can't really get it together. They're, you know what I mean? They're all trying to have sex the same time and shit. What the fuck is that? You know? And I mean, just fuck all that. Let's just go to the one part that we all repeat. We all got caught up in it. Everybody did. We all were suckers. We all were stupid. And some of us are still stupid. And me too. I still use it from time to time. I'm not perfect. How about this word right here? You never heard it until you seen American Pie. MILF. MILF. And you know, I know people in the black community, the hip-hop community, even, I'll say the hip-hop community, because there's white dudes too, everybody's hip-hop. So she used to be a bad old head, or, you know, she's just fine. Even the ladies are picking up, they're calling themselves MILFs now. You're a MILF, and you got that from a movie, from a dude that stuck his dick in a pie. MILF. See, that's that programming shit. That's that shit. They, you know what I'm saying? Shit don't even be pop. You know what I'm saying? They just say, okay, let's just see. Now we all take it and we just run with it and we do it for them. But they put that shit on TV or movies and people try to emulate that shit. Because they try to live their life like a movie, and then on top of that, just look at the undertone gay shit that went in that shit. People sticking shit up. That's just the new white humor. Period. I'm sorry. Like, that's just if you watch any like Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, all that shit. The Jewish dude. Noah, whatever, all that shit is, I guarantee you, somebody sticking something up their ass or some undertone gay shit goes on in that movie. And then you see it now. Bud commercials. Dudes running up. And this is, niggas don't do this. I'm sorry. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get tribal today. We don't do this. just come up to each other and sit and chest bump and all that shit, because you got that from the TV. And you think that's what men do, run up to each other and chest bump and wrestle and shit like that and play fight. So don't think you guys are exempt from it, because you guys are actually worse, because you are on the front line. Every day we see you guys. So every day your program, they got to work with us a little bit, but your program is every single day, every time you turn on the TV, because you get a pretty white girl on TV all the time. I mean, shit, they're on TV all the time. So your children are aspiring to be an actor, something that, or a model, or something of that nature, because that's the only thing that's out there for them. Or video vixen, because that's the only thing out there for them. That's the only presentation you have as women. There's no strong men on TV. You just got to play the hoes, because that's what is presented. That's you know, there ain't nothing on TV for y'all to say uplift y'all as you know what I mean, what fucking your guys are worse. You run around here trying to be like Sons of Anarchy guys and shit, and you know, run around here with your UFC tap out shirts on. Yeah, we might wear a fucking gold chain here and there, but hey. Just skull caps. Everybody wants to be a biker now because they watch Sons of Anarchy. So your program is way worse. You've got that shit as soon as you wake up in the morning, the talk shows. Then you got the soap operas. Oh, yeah, Darky, you get caught up in that soap opera shit too. But our shit their shit's a little bit more ratchet. They got love and hip hop. Oh, man. But at the end of the day, and this is another thing that's going on too, because it's a hip-hop generation. So now you got Whitey. She wants to fuck with some fucking Waka Flocka Flame. She doesn't want to listen to the shit that mom and dad grew up in, because it's a hip-hop generation. So now you've got two different programming going on. Your kids are torn, because you're getting pulled from this way because she wants to mess with Darky, and then you're pulling this way like, no, stay cool, clean, and wholesome, because Darky's dirty and they're bad and savages because you're not educated enough to know any better. So you guys are worse. At least we already know, like, you know, it's you know, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But you don't see us, you know, chest bumping and with the sleeves, you know, cut off and shit. You know what I mean? With the denim spandex. Well, I guess it is. I guess it is coming to us now. But I think you get what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, this is what I mean by, I keep on saying it, the programming. People don't even want to be like this. It's just that they don't even know who they are yet. People got to look yourselves in the mirror and say, who am I? For real. I know that sounds cliche. Like, who the fuck am I? Because however you're acting, some of you are not that. You don't know who you are because you've been programmed to act a certain way. And it's not your fault. If something, DMX said it the best. If you feed a person shit long enough, they'll learn how to put ketchup on it. Powerful quote. So it's getting compromised and compromised and compromised. I see my homie out there. He already knows what I'm talking about. That even in the things of hip hop, it's changing. It's this new programming. It's this new dumbed down program. It's not even about dumbing you down. Look at this stuff out here. Look at the new comedies? Are they really, really that funny? Or are they forcing you to laugh when that little laugh track comes on and you just go, oh, damn, that's when I was supposed to laugh? Because shit don't even really be funny. You make it funny. Like, oh, this is what a part I'm supposed to laugh and shit. Shit don't be funny. 21 Jump Street, the new one. Everybody says, oh, that's funny. What's so funny about it? The bottom line of the movie is this guy has to be a pedophile. Because the bottom line is the fat guy never went to the prom. He's out of school for, I don't know, 10 years or something. He goes back to school undercover and ends up going to the prom with a chick from high school. Now, they never specify what grade she's in or nothing. It doesn't even, I wouldn't give a shit if she was a senior. But that I thought it was going to change up and she was going to be undercover. No, the movie ended just like that. So what was that programming saying? Oh, it's all right. I'm not going to say everybody's going to, everybody's going to say, hey, that's fucked up. But I'm not saying everybody's going to do it. But certain people, you're seeing certain people, especially if you're a guy that's like my age, you're seeing certain people even do, you're seeing girls and changing. You see people out here, you don't know if the parent is the parent or the child is the parent because they dress the same. That MILF mentality, that cougar. I'm a cougar now, so they're dressing that. Ooh, I got to keep up with my daughter now. Sit your old ass down and be a parent and be a mother up here trying to keep up with your child. You ain't no cougar. You're a woman, and act like it. You're up here dressing better than your daughter. Out here outshining, you out here outshining your daughter. Because you fell right into it. Cougar, I gotta be a MILF. I'm gonna be a MILF. Then what happens? See, this is what I'm talking about. Now the people that's supposed to be acting like adults. They're acting like kids now because they're MILFs. You understand what I'm saying? They're MILFs now, so I gotta act like my kid because now, see, that programming hit. That programming hit them. Because now you're not acting like an adult. You're acting like a MILF. You're acting like a cougar, which means you're acting like a child. Not the woman you're supposed to be. Sit your old ass down somewhere. I'm sorry, no disrespect, and be the grown-up you're supposed to be and be the example that you're supposed to be. Quit trying to keep up with these young girls. You had your shine. You had your shine, mama. Let it go. Let it go. See, and this comes from one movie. See, we did the Django yesterday. That one movie, American Pie, MILF, Cougar, that one movie created a whole new culture. MILF. Nobody used that word. Don't you lie to me, because I didn't. And I know, nobody used that word until that movie came out. And we said, hey, MILF, we did it for him. We did the program. MILF, she's a MILF, man. She's a MILF. She's a MILF. And the mom said, oh, the parents, the 37s and 30s, they would say, oh, shit, I'm a MILF. And they put it up for the older ones. Oh, if you're 47 and better, you're a cougar. You know what I mean? You're a cougar. Now you got these motherfucking chick me like 55 and bad though. Good for you, girl. Good for you. If everything's tight, you fucking go. Good for you. You stretch your stuff. But if you run around here 37, or you know what I'm saying? I said like this, between 28 and 38, sit down somewhere. You should not be dressing better than your daughter. For real. Stop. But you see how it goes, people. Just that one movie set up all that. No, we can't be. But, you know, they ain't just the whole world, but it's still the same thing. They made it sound cool. Oh, no, we ain't no MILF. We're cougars. That's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I want to go a little bit more on this because I just want to let people know that I'm just like, I walk that path. Like, I see both sides. And we got up on it too. Black people, we say it. MILF, cougar, Thundercat. From that one movie. See how it does? See how culture creation works? That one movie set up that whole fucking, this whole shit. Now, granted, now you got Mom Dukes out there now ready to go, I don't know, ready to go to Donzie's, whatever's cracking. You know what I'm saying? You might fuck around, you know what I mean? I'm 37 and shit. I fuck around and see my mom down a trapper for some shit. Nah, just kidding, though, man. But it's just something to think on. I hope you can take it all in, and I hope I'm kind of charged right now, you know? Kind of charged and chilling this ginger ale. But, I don't know, man. I maybe might get at y'all tomorrow. Something to think about. Shout out to everybody that's out there. I ain't opened up the chat. I really didn't have no outline per se. I pretty much knew what I was going to talk about anyway. Hope you just learned something. And I don't know. I'm done, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Check out the archives later, and be safe out there, y'all. Peace out.